Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Walks with a Copywriter. I'm Ollie, I'm a copywriter, and you join me on a nice warm summer's eve as the sun sets. It's actually literally just on the horizon now. The sky is a gradient of blue to orange, a very bright, fiery orange, and I'm walking down a stony path with overhanging trees that form a sort of an archway, a very green, lively archway full of cheeping birds, which you might hear in the background. And you might hear me nearly tripping up then over one of the stones. And anyway, I thought it would be a nice opportunity to record another episode and speak about my journey to becoming a copywriter, because it wasn't a straightforward journey. And perhaps this might resonate with you listening if you haven't studied English or writing at university or anything. I didn't. And yes, I wound up doing this. So my journey really began when I was about 14 or 15 and had a real interest in electronic music, in house music specifically. And I began writing a blog. And I just wrote it for fun, just for me. And I wrote about my favourite tracks, my favourite producers, DJs, club nights that I was just beginning to go to. And over the course of 4 or 5 years, it actually became quite popular. It was getting about 30,000 unique visits per month. And funnily enough, I never recognised the significance of that back then, because A, I had no experience to know whether that was a lot or not of visitors, and B, because I really had no expectations or desire for it to become particularly well read. I simply did it because it was something that I enjoyed, and I think actually that experience was really valuable for me, because the pressure was off and I was just writing for fun. And when you do anything over a long period of time, that's really considered practice, isn't it? And so you become better at it over time without really trying too much. And I think that's really what happened. I became by the time I finished that blog, you know, I had 4 or 5 years of copywriting under my belt, essentially. Of course, I had no one to review my work and I didn't really receive much feedback. And so my learning curve was quite shallow, I suppose. I didn't learn a lot very quickly, but I learned enough. I learned enough to know that I really enjoyed doing that, and that it was clearly good enough that people would read it and come back to read it. And by the time I finished university, and I'd also sort of put the blog aside by then, or just about actually, I was just about to put it aside, I didn't really know what I wanted to do for my career. Even then, I hadn't considered copywriting or writing for a living. And so I just followed my passion, which was electronic music. And so I sent my resume, my CV, out to a number of record labels and events companies, and was eventually landed myself an internship on the back of my blog, actually, with a pretty established, well-known record label in the UK. And so that internship had me visiting different departments for about 2 weeks each over the course of several months. And the last department that I interned in was the marketing department. And that's the one that really clicked with me. There was something about marketing that I really enjoyed. It felt familiar because I had some experience that I'd sort of picked up over the years with the blog. And most of it involved writing, and it was something I knew I could do, and I had some confidence in my abilities back then. Clearly they saw some value in that as well, because that internship actually became a full-time job. And so my first 2 years as a proper employed person was as a digital content coordinator, or digital marketing coordinator, at a record label. And I was doing all sorts of things. I was writing blog articles, web pages, ads for Google, social media posts. I was writing the newsletter. which went out to almost 2 million people, which at the time really blew my mind. I mean, even today, I don't think there are too many newsletters that go out to that many people. And I mention this not to humble brag or anything, but because it taught me actually the importance of checking over my work, which up until that point I'd always been quite relaxed about. I sort of assumed that I was a good enough writer that I didn't have to check my work. But I do remember on one occasion where I had a typo in the subject line of this email that went out to so many people. And we had quite a number of replies from people that were just a bit shocked that a company of that nature would have a title in the subject line. And of course, my manager wasn't too happy about it. I mean, it wasn't really the biggest. Also, looking back, it really wasn't a terribly big deal, I suppose. But for me, oh man, that was such a terrible experience. I felt like I'd let everyone down. I'd let myself down. And so ever since then, even today, before I send an email out to anyone, I'm double checking for spelling and typos and everything. And I do this across all of my work, and it's one of those early experiences that stuck with me. Anyway, this was back in 2010, 2011, sort of the depths of the recession. Maybe we're starting to crawl our way out of it. But for the music business, it was a tough time, particularly the label where I was at, because they made probably the majority of their revenue from selling albums, CD albums. And of course, back then, people were starting to download their music for free, and so they were losing a chunk of revenue. And I've just stopped at a clearing which overlooks the sun as it's just dipping below there are some more hills way in the distance on the other side of the town where I'm at, and it's literally just dipping just behind the horizon and all the hills. And the hills are sort of in layers, as you might see in photos, where they're kind of darker at the back and lighter in front, or the other way around, whichever way around it is. I can't quite see because of the glare of the sun in my eyes, but there are certainly shades of grey going on those hills at the moment, grey and orange. And anywho, back to my career path. Eventually, I was made redundant from that job. They lost about a third maybe of their staff over the course of that year, and I joined a marketing agency after that, and we had a number of clients, and I was writing a copy for a whole range of clients in different sectors. It was very, very intense. I didn't like that too much, and so I left and joined a corporate communications agency. Now, this was very interesting for me, looking back, in terms of shaping my skills as a copywriter, because this communications agency works with these big corporate companies, these mining companies, and tobacco and pharmaceuticals and gambling and all the things, basically, that were listed the most valuable companies in the UK. At that time, unfortunately, we didn't have any sort of big exciting tech companies, or at least too many of them back then as we do now, but this was 15 years ago or so. And anyway, I was writing for these clients. Not only were they much more serious businesses, but they also had a very different type and a very specific type of reader, visitor to their websites, who were, of course, investors and analysts. And so I had to use a much more formal, less conversational, more objective kind of tone and approach to my copywriting. And I think it just kind of well rounded off my experience a little in writing, because up until that point, I was writing for, you know, regular, what you'd call consumers, which is a word that I really hate, because we must remember at all times we're writing for people. But just to differentiate between us regular folk and corporate analysts, it's a very different style of writing that you use. And that experience has served me well. Today, I'm working in the area of finance, and so I'm writing about financial things, and I think I've sort of built upon that initial experience that I learned at the corporate communications agency. After that, I actually had the itch to start my own company, my own startup. Startups were all the rage in 2016. That's where it really kicked off, at least in London, where I'm from. And so I had a go at my own. That actually failed, but I learned a lot about business along the way, and it got me into the world of startups, and that's where I've been ever since. And so for the last 7 or 8 years now, I've worked with various startups as primarily a marketer, but as a copywriter too, because this is part of the nature of that role, really. Where I really sort of honed my skills was getting a job as hire number 5 or 6 at a online mortgage broker. Now, this was very exciting because over the course of 4 years, we grew into one of the most well-known mortgage brokers in the UK. We went from those 5 or 6 people when I joined to a couple of hundred almost. And so I was the first marketing hire, and over that time hired a team around me, including other copywriters. And after the first, well, for the first couple of years, of course, I developed my skills as a marketer, and I learned a lot from our few successes and many failures. But on the whole, it was very positive, and we grew enough. And after about 2 years, I became a little restless. You know, I do like change and variety in my life, I think. And so I kind of reconsidered what I wanted to do, but I didn't want to leave the company. So what I actually did was transition into a head of content role. So I was managing a content team now. And we brought in a much more sort of senior and experienced marketer to take the lead and propel us forward in terms of our marketing. But I took a much more involved approach to our content strategy and our copywriting, content output. And generally my role, I would say, would sort of switch from copywriting to editing. And so again, this taught me a lot about working with other copywriters, setting clear briefs, and also reviewing work. Editing is, of course, very different from straight up drafting copy, and I just learned a lot. I think I'll go into editing in a future episode, so I won't dwell on that now. But suffice to say, by the end of those 4 years at that startup, I now had the experience of writing for both sort of what you'd call consumers and more finance professionals, corporate. And I'd worked across a lot of different styles, and I had experience writing and managing and editing content and copy for all sorts of different mediums, from, you know, emails to websites to blogs to ads, even a few TV ads, actually, which is very exciting. And at the end of those 4 years, again, I felt a bit restless. And for the year leading up to the last of those 4 years, I had actually begun writing a fiction book, or rather the ideas for one. Every morning, literally first thing, I was waking up at ridiculous o'clock, about 5:30 every morning, and getting a train into town very early, sitting in a cafe to have my breakfast. And I wrote for an hour before work, and I did this almost every day for about a year. And by the end of that final fourth year at that startup, I had enough material. I had 7 notebooks full of ideas for this world that I was creating, and these characters I was creating, and all the trials and challenges that they would be going through. But in order to turn it into a real book, I really needed the time to focus. And so I actually left that job and I moved north, actually, to Edinburgh in Scotland. And I just spent 6 months writing. Writing my fiction novel, and I had really no idea what I was doing, but I was learning on the job. And it was much like all those years ago when I was writing my blog. I was really just doing it for fun because I wanted to, and it was just a fantastic experience. And it also taught me another type of or area of writing, another sort of different, slightly different skill set, writing fiction. in fact, a very different skill set, I would say. And there are a lot of differences. But again, it's sort of rounded my copywriting skills as a whole off quite well. It's another string to my bow. And hopefully you'll notice throughout this kind of story that with each job, each opportunity, each different path I'm going down, I'm adding another string to my bow, which makes me a more well-rounded copywriter, I feel. Anyway, so I did that for about 6 months. And of course, by that time, my money had started to dry up because I wasn't working. And I sent, this was now during the pandemic as well, so it was a sort of pretty tough time for everyone, for many businesses. And I wasn't entirely sure, I was very nervous actually, about whether I was going to be able to get another job. And so I sent a few text messages around to all my contacts that I'd built up over the years and just said, hey, look, I'm looking to get back into work. I'll work remotely as a copywriter part-time because I still had some work to do on the book. And fortunately, got a couple of offers back asking me if I'd be happy to work with them. And I accepted one of those, and that was the company where I'm actually now at permanently. But for the first 6 months, or the last 6 months of 2020, I began 1 day a week, then 2 days a week, and finally 3 days a week, freelance copywriting for them. And I was writing all sorts of things, from emails to web pages to Google ads and newsletters and guides and all the sorts of things that I've been doing throughout my career. So I fell into it very naturally. It felt very, very natural. And what I realized after a while of doing this is that personally, I'm a lot happier as a copywriter. Just give me a clear brief and let me get on with it, and I'll be very happy. And now I've come to realize that actually, I'm much happier doing this than I ever was managing other people, or managing the strategy of things and coordinating projects and things like that. And I bring this up because I think that it's almost common convention that we work our way up in a company. As I think this is typically, you know, what people consider to be successful. You're successful if you join at the bottom rung of the ladder, and you work your way up over time until you're at the top. And if you're at the top, you're a big success. And actually, you know, I don't think that's the case, at least not for me. I'm much happier doing what I'm doing now. I'm actually paid about the same as I was when I was managing a team a year or two ago. And so I'm doing my 3 days a week with the pensions company, and then the other 2 days a week, which I had reserved for my fiction writing, I've actually, unfortunately, filled up with other freelance work. So another 2 days a week, I'm either working for a car insurance startup or a mortgage lending startup. So I've got my fingers in three different financial pies in terms of insurance, pensions, and mortgages. And of course, they're all in startups, which is very relevant for me, is where I have a lot of experience now. And I'm really enjoying it, really enjoying it. And so anyway, that's my story, and who knows what the future holds. I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, so to speak. But for now, copywriting is my thing. Feeling very comfortable doing that. And I hope my story has been somewhat helpful, might give you some confidence if you don't have a background in writing, as I don't. I've never studied it. I've never got further in English than my GCSEs when I was about 15. But I've learnt a lot on the job. You know, my title is senior copywriter, and I'm now fortunately earning a respectable, you know, salary as a copywriter. And I'm very happy. So, as I say, I hope this gives you some encouragement, and I wish you all the best in your career. And until next time.